New York's governor and legislature are touting progress in higher education funding in the just-passed state budget. An overall investment of $7.6 billion, according to the governor's office, includes money for the second phase of the Excelsior free tuition program. It also includes a boost of $103 million in overall funding for higher education. But only $11 million of that is distributed to the 47 four-year SUNY campuses. SUNY Plattsburgh President Dr. John Ettling says that translates to a status quo budget for his campus.
It's not worse than last year. It's not better than last year. It's essentially the same state appropriation. I was very pleased to see that EOP and Small Business Development Center are back in there and funded again. There's that performance improvement plan, $18 million, which was the same as we had last year. That's a kind of a pot of money for which schools submit proposals that are funded or not. And there's some money for deferred maintenance and capital, and that's all fine. Two things fell out that, from my point of view, it's unfortunate. Those would be additional appropriations to pay for negotiated salary increases for the people who work there. That's not in there. But that hasn't been in any of the state budgets that we've lived with for the last two or three years. So what we have to do is to find internal resources to pay those raises because we're obliged to do it, and that's fine. The people who work there, faculty, staff, deserve those raises. But it means fewer people working at the college in order to pay the raises for everybody else.
But doesn't it also put more pressure on you to get more students to the campus?
Yeah, it is. Let me put it in context. When John Homberger, who retired last summer, vice president for business affairs, started working at the college in the mid-1970s, about 75 or 80% of our All Funds annual budget came from taxpayers through the legislative appropriations process, 75 or 80% in the mid-70s. Over that one man's working lifetime, it's gone from about 75 or 80% down to slightly under 20%. So 20% of what we spend every year comes through the legislature from the taxpayers. The rest is paid by our students. If we don't have students, obviously we don't have money to spend because they're paying 80% of our bills. Now, about 85% of what we spend every year goes into salaries. So fewer students means less money, means fewer salaries that we can afford. It's really as simple an equation as I can possibly sketch for anybody, but that's what we live with.
I take it also makes it hard for the college itself to be innovative and in some ways productive, which therein makes it harder to recruit professors to come.
It doesn't make it impossible for us to be innovative. It just means we have to redirect resources to new ideas and to new programs and to new plans from somewhere else, which we're perfectly willing to do. If somebody comes along with a terrific idea for a new program and can show us that it will draw students here, we're all in favor of it. But it means we have to find the money somewhere else on the campus and shift it over.
So if the state budget gives you a status quo, which is kind of a catch-22, where else are you going to be able to seek funding?
Enrollments. That's pretty much it. We're not a university center. We don't have a faculty that gets one or two courses a semester teaching load and is expected to spend the rest of their time bringing in federal grants to support their research. And each of those grants carries with it some overhead money to help. University centers or medical schools with a lot of research going on have another source of funds. We do some research, but it doesn't bring in enough, really. Alumni contributions, our alums are pretty generous. And one of the things that they do support, because they remember they needed it when they were in school, are scholarships, need-based. And much of our institutional financial aid comes through the generosity of our alums. That attracts students. But we need the students because they pay the bills.
Catch-22 again.
Well, it is a catch-22, but it's all right. I mean, we're not being singled out. This is something that public colleges, especially regional colleges like ours, all over the country are wrestling with. I just came back from a Middle States accreditation review of a school very much like ours in Pennsylvania, part of the Pennsylvania state system of higher education, and they're suffering from enrollment declines and static state appropriations, the same things we are, and trying to find innovative ways to draw more students to campus, to do what they do well more efficiently. So we're not alone in this.
SUNY Plattsburgh President Dr. John Etling also spoke about implementation of an action plan following a recent racist social media post that upset the Northern New York campus. A link is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.